Welcome everyone to our, I guess our final stretch down the road of First 31 here at the Outlet Community. My name is Matt Sanders. I'll be sharing with you today from our scripture of Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. I don't know about you, but I know this first 31 days of prayer has been tremendous for me in terms of understanding the wisdom, gaining discernment, and things I just don't know and can't see with my natural eyes and hear with my natural ears. It's just been a tremendous journey, and I'm looking forward to closing out strong here down the final stretch run of our first 31 days of prayer. Speaking of which, if you have any specific prayer requests or prayer needs or just want someone to agree with you, please reach out to our prayer team. They'd be more than glad to connect with you and to share those prayers and to go before the Lord in those prayer requests that you may have in your personal lives. You can reach out to them by texting the number 770-667-4899, or you can reach them by email at prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. prayer@theoutletcommunity.com. The prayer team, they've just been speaking about how tremendous this journey has been, and they'd be more than glad to go before the Lord and share those prayer requests for and with you. Today, we're going to talk about Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28. Chapter 25, verse 28, discerning boundaries, when to say yes, but also when to say no. When I thought about this, well, let's just read the scripture first. Proverbs 25, 28 says, a person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. And I'm glad that scripture broke it down like that. In my background as a history teacher, whenever we talked about westward expansion here in our country and creating new states and trying to expand our boundaries here in the U.S., in the post-Civil War era, a lot of times the government would say boundaries are healthy. And okay, well, what are boundaries are healthy? Well, they can be uncomfortable and unsettling at first, but in the long term, they're healthy. They're healthy because they provide order and they establish control and they create stability for those things within that boundary. And I think the same thing can be said within our own lives. If we create those boundaries, sometimes they can be uncomfortable in terms of knowing when to say yes to certain things or certain people, but also when to say no to certain things or certain people. So I think that's the uncomfortable part of it. But in the long run and for a long-term success, they do provide order. They establish control of who's in control, and they also create stability. And I think understanding that discernment is found when God gives us the wisdom on knowing when to say yes or when to say no, and also on where to create those boundaries in our lives, whether it be within our coworkers, whether it be within family members, whether it be within our own spouses, or whether it be within knowing when to say yes in terms of allowing God to take over certain parts of our lives. I think that's very tremendous and very key. But how do we get that discernment? Well, we get that discernment from the wisdom of God. Well, how do we get the wisdom of God? We get the wisdom of God and the Holy Spirit by spending time in prayer, spending time in His Word, and just gaining those things that you can't see with your natural eyes or hear with your natural ears. Just gaining that extra sense of understanding, like, okay, where do I say yes and where do I say no? God gives us that discernment, just as Pastor Vince talked about yesterday in our message. God gives us that discernment. But how do we tap into that discernment, understanding and spending time in His Word and spending time in prayer with Him to allow that discernment to seep into our spirit and to understand when to say yes and when to say no within those boundaries? All right. So I hope that really tremendously blesses you. I hope you take that information and apply it to our own lives and see what does God want us to say yes to? What does God want us to say no to? And how do we create those boundaries? And where do we create them? And watch just God and the Holy Spirit just take over your life and just start to manifest in places you didn't think were accessible because you have created those boundaries. Watch how God creates those boundaries with and for you. And watch how the Holy Spirit just begins to take off and manifest in your personal life. So I hope that word truly blesses you. I hope you are able to apply those things in your own personal life. And I hope that we just continue to be able to allow the discernment of God to take over in our own lives. I'll go ahead and go before the Lord in prayer for us, but also, like I say, please reach out to that prayer team. And if you don't, if you're maybe not or don't feel 100% comfortable, share your prayer request with someone. The Bible says there are power in numbers. And so please share your prayer request with someone that you have, an accountability partner, your spouse, someone you trust and believe in that can be able to share those things with and for you, all right? So as we go before the Lord in prayer, dear God, we just thank you for everything. We thank you for health. We thank you for peace and joy and understanding that the discernment lies within you. The wisdom lies within you. We just thank you for the ability to come before you and to tap into that discernment and for you to show us where those boundaries are and not have us create those boundaries on our own. Mindset or our own thinking. We just thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your grace every day because it is sufficient daily. And we just thank you that you allow us to understand where to say yes to and where to say no to, and to give us that guided wisdom, that guided discernment on understanding how to approach every step of our lives in our daily walk. Lord, we just thank you, and we ask that you continue to keep us covered in health. We ask you continue to keep everyone safe during this tumultuous time in our world. And we ask that you just continue to love on us just as you've loved on, just as your son has loved on this earth for us. Lord, we thank you, we love you, and in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I just pray you guys have an awesome, awesome week. And we look forward to closing out our first 31 days of prayer very strong here in the last stretch run.
Amen.